I want to call order the Town of Montville Town Council Special Meeting of August 19th, 2024, 7 p.m. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, welcome everyone for coming out. Can I have a roll call, please?
Here.
Councilor Karen's absent. Yeah, Councilor Deskowitz. Councilor Laker.
Here.
Councilor May.
Here.
Councilor Spilia.
Here.
Councilor Southard is absent. And Councilor Youth.
Present.
All right. At this time, I'd like to have remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Moving on, new business. tonight we have two bonds that we're going to be discussing that will go on to the November 5th ballot. This will be a... So I'm going to introduce the bond resolution entitled the resolution authorizing an appropriation of $8,500,000 for the road improvements 2024 project and the financing of said appropriations by the issuance of general obligation bonds of the town and notes in anticipation of such bonds in an amount not to exceed $8,500,000. Therefore, a copy of the resolution has been provided to you. I now introduce a motion to waive the reading of the entire resolution and to incorporate its full text into the minutes of this meeting.
So move.
Second.
All right. Is there any discussion about regarding waiving the reading? All right. May I have a roll call, please? To waive.
Councilor Jaskowitz?
Favor.
Councilor Lakeville?
Favor.
Councilor Spilia?
Favor.
Councilor Eudick?
Favor.
And Councilor
Beck? Favor. All right, so that is 5-0 in favor. And I'll introduce a motion to adopt the proposed resolution. Do I have a second?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any discussion regarding the adoption of the resolution? Hearing none, may I have a roll call, please?
Councilor Jaskowitz?
Favor.
Councilor Lindra?
Favor.
Councilor Spilia?
Favor.
Councilor Eaton?
Favor.
And Councilor Beck?
Favor. Okay, moving on to item B. The Town of Montville hereby resolves to authorizing an appropriation of $2,350,000 for the Montville High School Turf and Track Replacement 2024 project and the financing of said appropriation by the issuance of a general obligation bond of the town and notes in anticipation of such bonds in an amount not to exceed $2,350,000. Therefore, a copy of this resolution has been provided to you, and I introduce a motion to waive the reading of the entire resolution and to incorporate its full text into the minutes of this meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All right. No discussion. So roll call, please.
Councilor Jaskowitz?
Favor.
Councilor Lindra?
Favor.
Councilor Spilia?
Favor.
Councilor Eudick?
Favor.
And Councilor Beck?
Favor. So it is 5-0. The motion to waive the reading passes. I introduce a motion to adopt the proposed resolution.
So move.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Jaskowitz?
Favor.
Councilor Laker?
Favor.
Councilor Spilia?
Favor.
Councilor Eudick?
Favor.
And Councilor Beck?
Favor. So it is 5-0. The motion to adopt the bond resolution passes. Katie, I'm just going to move on to the next item. Is that correct?
Yes.
The town of Montville hereby resolves to approve and adopt the referendum resolution entitled Resolution Establishing a Date for Referendum and the Preparation of Explanatory Text Related to the Resolution Authorizing an Appropriation of $8,500,000 for the Road Improvement 2024 Project and the Financing of Said Appropriations by the Issuance of General Obligation Bonds of the Town and Notes in Anticipation of Such Bonds in Amount Not to Exceed $8,500,000. Therefore, and the resolution authorizing the appropriation of $2,350,000 for the Montville High School turf and the track replacement 2024 project and the financing of said appropriation by the issuance of general obligation bonds of the town and notes in anticipation of such bonds in amount not to exceed $2,350,000. Therefore, a copy of which resolution is attached hereto as Exhibit C, and waive the reading of the entire resolution to incorporate its full text into the minutes of the meeting.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Jesswitz?
Favor.
Councilor Lakeup?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor Utick?
Favor.
And Councilor Bennett?
Favor. So that is 5-0 in favor. Well, that was easy. Item D, the town of Montville.
That was just for the waiving of the reading, right? You got to go to the other one now.
What do I got to do now?
That was waiving the reading.
That was just for the reading. Now you got to pass the resolution now.
Okay.
So move.
We have a first.
Second.
Yeah. I now introduce a motion to adopt the proposed. We already did that.
We just did it, right? We just adopted it.
So we waived the reading of the schedule C.
Now we're voting on
the
action.
And now we're going to vote to
just like
oh, okay.
Go ahead. Set the date.
Yeah, I'm set now. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
Ready? Okay, we have first and second, so I'm going to do roll call. So Councilor Jesswitz?
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor
Utick?
Favor. And Councilor Wright? Favor. The motion to adopt the. So now we move on. Please indicate whether you're in favor of or opposed to the adoption of the resolution.
That's what we
just
did.
Right. Yeah. It's a very, just making me, it's not the way I, it's not the way I roll, but it's there. Okay, item C is done. Now we're on to item D. The town of Montville hereby resolves to approve and adopt the ordinance titled Ordinance of the Conveyance of an Electrical Distribution Easement Across Town Property for Eversource Energy Utility Installation as heard at the public hearing held on Monday, August 19th at 2024 at 6:15 p.m. in the Town Hall Chambers, the Town Council Chambers at the Montville Town Hall.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Jesswitz?
Favor.
Councilor Lakeup?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor Utick?
Favor.
And Councilor Bennett?
Favor. So it's going to keep 5-0 in favor. And item E, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve and adopt the ordinance titled an ordinance to amend ordinance number 2017-003, article 1, register voters of chapter 91 of the code of ordinances, officers and employees as heard at the public hearing held on Monday, August 19th, 2024 at 6:30 p.m. in the Town Council Chambers at Montville Town Hall.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Jesswitz?
Favor.
And Councilor Lakeup?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor Utick?
Favor.
And Councilor Bennett?
Favor. Indicate that is 5-0 in favor. At this time, I'd like to have remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Wills Pike, Montville Board of Education Chair. On behalf of the Board of Education and Central Office, Superintendent and her staff, thank you very much for reaching out. These are critical capital improvements to ensure that our school district maintains its position as a premier area to go to school and excel in sports and academics. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other remarks from the public? And I'll go one more time, remarks from the public. Remarks from the counselors? Counselor Jaskowitz?
What we've done are needs. Everything is a need. Even the football field with the repairs, it's a need, folks. This isn't something that we like. This isn't a wish list. This is what we've got to do. This has got to be done. Thank you.
Counselor Yutnick?
I have nothing.
Counselor Lathrop?
Looking forward to getting more things done in town. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, I think this is a good move. The turf has gotten to a point where it's tough for the kids to play on. There's, you know, it's peeling up in spots. There's little divots in spots. It's only going to get worse. It was only supposed to have a 15-year life. It's past that. So thank you for supporting that. I think that's a good call by us, and thank you guys.
Yep. Mayor?
Just want to say that as much as the need to replace the turf and the football field and track, just the roads are as much in need also. And I'm glad that we've got this far and be supporting it. And I'm sure that the public will support it also.
So with that said, you know, both of these are highly needed town projects, the roads and the storm. We have a lot of flooding issues, a lot of stuff in our storm system that need to be repaired. And the same with the high school track. It was brought to my attention about a year ago, and that's, to me, that's something that's got to get done really quick. And obviously the turf, we've known about it for a while, and I think, you know, moving forward on that, quicker we get that done, the better we are. Keep in mind that September 9th meeting, we are going to be introducing some other bonds that'll be held at town meeting format, because there's a it's either a charter or a statutory requirement that anything less than 5% of the tax general levy, if I'm saying that right, has to go to town.
Public hearing.
Well, it's called a town meeting. So we don't have them very often, and that's the way the rules work. These tonight are over that 5%, and so they're going to be on the November 5th ballot as a referendum question for the public to pick. So September 9th, we got some other items. These are a lot less in magnitude, obviously, money-wise, but they'll be a cumulative somewhere around $2 million. But because they have to have line items separate, we can't just add them all together and put them on the November 5th ballot. Like initially, I thought we could. But in this case, we're gonna be discussing that. And these are items like we need boilers for the town hall, roof for the town hall, roof for Palmer School. There's a oil tank or a fuel tank at the bus barn, and it needs it to be removed, and a new a storage tank or a gas pump type above ground storage tank. So there's many things in there that we, as Councilor Jaskowitz put out, these are things that need or have to be done. And we have to really look at that and get those moving. So I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight, and thank the counselors. I know it's a short notice. I put this out at our last meeting, and we did have a short fuse on this to get this on the November 5th referendum. And I do want to appreciate our bond counsel, Sandra. Is it Dawson? Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for all your help, and Barbara Griffin for getting this together, and also working with Kathy Lamoureux and Dan Vombum really helped us get this together and get going, because it's a little scary sometimes when you look at these numbers and trying to get everything right. So I just want to say thank you for, and Katie, thank you very much for coming out tonight and helping us with this, because I think it would have been a disaster meeting.
Thank you, Katie.
So motion to adjourn.
Second.
Getting quick.
Excellent. Yeah.